You are listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast. Shalom Aleichem to all our holy members. We all feel a spark inside of us that wants to do something meaningful. But what? It's such a difficult battle. What can I do to really make a long-term difference? My friends, it all started in the Garden of Eden thousands of years ago. Surrounded by all the pleasures and with all his needs taken care of, Hashem gave Adam HaRishon only one mitzvah. Don't eat from the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Well, we all know the story as it says, Vatere Ha'isha, and the woman saw, Ki Tov V'Eitz L'machol, that the tree was good to eat, V'chi Savahu Le'inayim, and that it was desirable to the eyes. And she took from it, and she gave to her husband too, and they ate. Notice how the Torah mentions that she saw with her eyes, and that it was desirable to the eyes. And yes, here we are today, after thousands of years of toil, galus, suffering and darkness, and we still haven't succeeded in fixing that first sin. But we're almost there, Rabbi Isai. Mashiach is just around the corner. And as the final test, Hashem has once again brought back the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. Whoa, really? Well, where is it, you ask? Well, let's think about it for a minute. It was called the Tree of Knowledge. Where today can one pretty much find the sum total of all human knowledge that exists and ever existed? That's right, the Internet. And not just human knowledge, also the entire Torah, both written and oral, every Nevuah and pretty much every Sefer ever written, millions of hours of Torah Shiurim, billions of articles of inspiration, endless ways to do good deeds, learn good things, and spread light in the world, in ways that were never possible before. Hey, even what you're doing right now is a testimony to the power for good that the Internet has. And yet, I don't need to start describing the terrible things on the Internet. As the Pasuk says about the original Eitz Hadas, and she saw that the tree was good to eat and desirable to the eyes, beckoning to us, come take whatever you please, it's all here, it's all free, all of mankind's knowledge and desires, for good and for bad. It's interesting that Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra equals 932 in Gematria, and the Internet equals 329 in Gematria. 932 and 329 are actually the same numbers, just in a different order. There's never been anything in history that matches the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra so precisely as the Internet that we have today. We've been given a tremendous opportunity now to fix the original sin of Adam, because we are the final generation and we have to finish the job. But how can we do it? Just like the original Eitz Hadas was in the center of the garden, the Internet too, wherever one turns, there it is. We need it for our work, we need it for so many things today. And it's so hard with the filters, they block too many things I need, and so on and so forth. But yet, we can be strong. Now is the time, my brothers. Let's fight back that nachash that said to Chava, don't worry, you won't die if you partake from the forbidden fruit. Let's take a stand and make a decision today. We can accept upon ourselves not to use the Internet for entertainment purposes. I'm not saying a person never needs to unwind, but there are so many kosher and frum websites today for news and videos. But just like we don't go to a mixed beach to relax, we never use non-Jewish websites just for entertainment, period. Rabbeisai, those people who make such a fence for themselves, they are the ones who are fixing that original sin of mankind, perhaps more than anyone else in history. It may sound daunting at first, but I promise you, if you struggle in these areas, it's the most freeing thing you'll ever do.
Thank you for listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast. Pass them on to your friends and help spread Kedusha in the world.